Well, yeah, I mean, I think the lineup was done yesterday. We got the standard nicks and bruises to go along with being a professional athlete, so we'll finalize it. But fairly close to group one today, the first group that was on the ice. Not everybody, but fairly close to that.
You wanted these guys tired for playing tomorrow? Do you feel like you've effectively tired them out?
It was a good solid 3 days. You know, we got to skate in each day. The first day was tough, and that set them back a little bit. And then we didn't really kind of let them off the mat too much. And, yeah, they will we're going to see it a little bit in their legs, which is good. You know, it's the adversity they got to face. It's a lot more like an NHL season when you're going into games a little bit fatigued. And, man, that was by design. So I'm not – training camp's not getting easier after the first 3 days.
How do you feel they're responding so far?
Oh, good. We're still in the middle. We still have testing to do. We're doing on-ice testing in camp instead of on the first day. So the numbers still have to come back. But I know by watching, use this word, I'm careful about saying the veterans because it's not by age or leadership, but the drivers, a lot of the NHL guys that we had last year have worked hard this summer because they're still driving through those practices. And if you're a really fit man, it's more difficult on you because you push yourself harder in day one than the guy that's not fit. The guy that's not fit is just surviving. And by the time he gets to day three, he's still just surviving. But a big, strong man that's in really good shape, who's mentally tough enough to push him, those were three hard days because in the last skate today, they were still driving their body. And that's, you know, you never have to push your really fit guys, right? They push themselves. That's how they got fit. So there is a fine balance here, and it's kind of like, you know, a dog will eat as much food as you put out in front of them. Your fit guys are going to keep pushing. At some point, you have to pull back, but you don't want to do that and take the hammer off the guy that's not quite pushing as hard. So that's the balancing act that we're fighting with here.
You talked about how in shape you thought Evander Kane looked coming into camp. We've seen him flying around the ice, and when he finished off there, he was smiling.
I don't know how he does that. I can't understand it. But I watched him skate close. I watched all the veteran guys, probably even more than the kids. And all three of the men on that line are in good shape because they've pushed hard in all the drills. His recovery is fantastic. There's no doubt about it.
You had talked about wanting to see what your guys could do tired in the preseason. What specifically are you hoping to see from them tired?
Just to compete. You know, I'm not really worried about the systems. We've got time. It takes an awful lot of time. So we get into months and months before your team's really got it nailed down and the nuances of systemized hockey, but the compete has to be there from day one. So they're going to come into this game a little bit tired. There's going to be some energy, some nervous energy going into the game. The systems and the mistakes we think we can correct, but the compete is what they have to bring.
Some of us have been talking about this philosophy, tiring your guys out. Yeah. Where do you feel this is most likely to pay off? Is this something that we're going to see really paying off at the end of the season, at the beginning of the season?
Shift by shift over the course of the season, right? If you're stronger, you should be able to drive harder. It's all about increasing the capacity to work. So this is the only time that we get to do this. We only get to push like this at this time of year. And when we get in, you look at November, 15 games, 10 on the road. There's not going to be a hard skate, and maybe one in that, because you just can't. So now's the time to push these guys. And yeah, the results of the final score, I know people are going to come to the game, and I hope to hell we win it. But that's not what we're doing here right now. It's day four of camp. This is not going to get easier. The next day is not going to be easier. The group that plays tomorrow has condition testing on Wednesday, and then they're going to get a day off, and they're absolutely going to need it. I mean, we're going to need to give them the rest to heal, and then we're going to play 5-8. So this is not going to be an easy camp for these guys.
For the young guys that have a chance to play tomorrow, maybe some for the first time, if they get in, do you talk to them before the game specifically at all? Do you try and calm them down or anything, or do you just let them go?
No, they need to go through the nerves. This is all part of it, right? They need to go through that feeling. They need to look. They're going to be tired. The kids are, and then they're going to step out of that ice, and they're going to see that building, and it's an exhibition game. It's going to be loud, and it's going to be full, and they're going to have lots of energy. They're going to have lots of it. And I want them to play nervous and see how they handle it. It's all part of that process, right? There's going to be games that we play this year where we're going to have 30-year-old men that are nervous because there's so much on the line. But calm down. We try to talk to everybody in camp and get a bit of a relationship going with all the young guys, and maybe that relaxes them. But that's for the veterans in the room to do, you know.
Do you talk to many at all before the game? Do you talk to any of the coaches? Or
from Minnesota?
Yeah. Do you guys go back?
I know Mike. No, I know Mike a little bit. Just from being around the coaching, but no, I mean, everybody's so busy with their own camps. Everybody's doing two-a-days. Everybody's as tired as the players because we're not in as good a shape as them, so just coaching fatigues us. I don't know. We catch up, maybe have a coffee with a few of the guys. We'll see.
What's your philosophy on goalies? You like them to play the full game, two periods?
As we get further into camp, yes. So more likely to split early. That's on the plan. Split some games early, maybe even just one game. And then I think they got to play 60 minutes. They got to get in the groove. And you know, but you're not letting anything go too long. If the team in front of them, we're going to put, I think, at least two really young lineups out there at some point where we got to make some decisions. So I may be looking to split the goalies there just in case. And then if a guy's on a roll, I might leave him.
Are you willing to share your plan for tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, Pat will start, Hutch will finish.
Are you intrigued to see Nick Ehlers with the bigger guys as much as everybody else seems?
Yeah, I think so, and that's natural. I mean, he skates so well. He's got the big shot. Can he get in and out of the traffic like he did at the Penticton tournament? And I believe he will. I mean, I think he can do it. I've seen a lot of these kids come in. He and Patan and Lowry, in terms of young kids, are all very smart. So I'm looking forward to seeing those guys play and seeing what they can do. I think they're all good players. I think they're all going to be Winnipeg Jets. The time frame on that, I don't know, but I think, I mean, there's a lot there on all three of those guys. And I'm always, you know, I want to be careful about saying what I just said because there's a fourth name there that I didn't mention, and he's going to read this and go, oh, my God, I didn't make the list. So put in, there's other guys, too. I just didn't want to be here talking all day. Yeah, a good veteran guy, got a lot of experience, asked the right questions on the ice and new systems, right? So you got a guy that's played a lot of different systems. You lay out a system, he reads it, pretty much knows where he's supposed to be, and then he's also able to pick up the holes, you know, what happens when this happens. So good veteran guy, a gamer.
Got a lot of speed, creates a lot of chances. Do you see how they could get double digits in goals again at some point in his career?
I don't know the answer to that question. Right, so it's a good question. I think it's a question that gets asked about players like Matt Halschuk. Well, right, he's 15 goals. Can he come back again? So we got a number of guys that, as a coach, you really like because they compete hard in practice. They're smart guys. They're great pros, and these training camps are really important for them. So we want to make sure that all those guys get a chance to play and get some games in, so that when we're making our call at the end, and they're going to be tough calls, that we've given them an opportunity to show what they can do.